给我们讲述了复活节的故事。
Indeed, over the 2,000 years of church history,
在教会的2000年历史上
，On Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday,
在复活节的主日
，All the believers will greet each other with the saying.
所有的信徒都会互相说这句话。
Christ has risen.
基督复活了。
And the other person will reply, Christ has risen indeed.
另外一句就说耶稣确实复活了。
And I'm going to ask you all rise and we're going to do this together.
我们请大家起立。
I'm going to do it in English first and you respond and then we'll do it in Chinese and you will respond.
我们将是用英文说然后你们回应然后我们再中文翻译。
If you don't know how to respond in English or in Chinese, you look at your bulletin, that's the title of the sermon today.
如果你不知道怎么样回应的话，你可以看我们的周报，它上面有中文。
Christ has risen.
Christ has risen. 基督诚然复活了。
Okay, and I ask you to greet one another with this saying, and then you may sit down. Christ has risen.
Christ has risen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, what a joyous time it is today.
天父，这是何等快乐的一天
that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们庆祝基督复活
Because he lives, we also shall live.
因为他复活，我们也将复活
And because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天
And because he lives, that we know the assurance that one day we're going to live with him forever.
因为他复活了，所以我们相信将来有一天我们和他永远一同在一起。
We pray that the power of your resurrection will be with us today.
我们祈求你复活的大能和我们在一起。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
About 20 years ago, my family moved back from Hong Kong to Rochester, New York.
大概20年前，我们一家人从香港迁到 Rochester。
I received a phone call from John, who was my good friend in church as well as my colleague in Hong Kong。
我记得那天我在香港的教会的一个很好的朋友，名叫 John， 他打电话给我。
And John and his wife were visiting Toronto。
John 和他的妻子。来多伦多探望
and it was only a 3 hours drive between Toronto and Rochester
从多伦多到 Rochester 只要开车3个小时
knowing that it is a rare opportunity for me to see them again so Anna and I decided to drive up to Toronto that afternoon
我们想这是很难得见到他们的机会所以安娜和我就开车在那个下午到多伦多
we arrived at the hotel around 3:30 in the afternoon
我们大概在下午3点到达旅馆。
We pull our car into the hotel parking lot and we turn off the engine.
我们把车开到旅馆的停车场，我们把车熄了。
As we were doing that, I saw John rushing out to us.
当我们下车，我们就看到 John 迎着我们就跑过来。
Don't park here.
不要停在这儿。
Very expensive.
非常贵的。
As Chinese, we all try to save money, right?
我们中国人都喜欢省点钱。
And he quickly directed me to a street parking spot.
他很快就把我们带到我们街旁的一个停车位。
And of course, I follow him and park my car and put in some coin.
我就跟着他把车停下来，塞了一点硬币。
So we went back into the hotel room and then we have about 2 hours chit-chatting.
所以我们回到旅馆的房间，我们大概谈了2个小时。
Reminiscing the good old days in Hong Kong and find out what's happening to so and so.
他们跟我们讲了在香港发生了些好多事情。
So by about 5 o'clock, and we decided that it's time to have an early dinner.
到了下午五点，我们决定到外面吃个晚餐。
We went back out to pick up my car and drive to the restaurant.
我们走到外面去取我的车，准备开车到餐馆去。
Only to discover that my car disappeared.
更发现我的车不见了。
And if you have been to Toronto or some major city like that, you'll probably guess what might have happened.
如果你到过多伦多或其他城市，你可以想到发生了什么事情。
Our car was towed.
我车被拖走了。
And I look at the meter carefully again.
我再仔细看了一下那个米表。
It says no parking between 4 to 6 p.m.
他说下午四点到六点不允许停车。
I shouldn't have just listened to John and I should look carefully.
我不应该听 John 说的，我应该看那个仔细看米表。
But it was too late.
但太晚了。
So we went back into the hotel and asked the front desk.
我们是回到旅馆，我们问前台服务员。
And we said that our car is being towed, and where can we find out get our car back?
告诉他我的车被拖走了，我们怎么样可以找到我的车？
And the front desk told us the address and how we can take subway to get our car.
那个服务员告诉我们那个地址，我们怎么样可以乘公车到那个地址。
And then the person said one more thing.
然后那个人告诉我们另外一件事。
Why did you park on the street? It is free parking for hotel guests.
他说为什么停在路旁呢？在我们旅馆停车场是免费停车的。
Well, my friend John apologized profusely.
我朋友 John 大大的向我道歉。
And after we got to where the car was,And then he insisted that he has to pay for the towing fee.
当我们找到那车的时候 ，John 他一直坚持要付那拖车费。
All that 1 hour of confusion and hassle would have been unnecessary if John understood that it was free parking for hotel guests.
如果 John 明白的话，那个旅馆停车是免费的话，那所有的这些混乱和麻烦都是可以避免的。
I suppose many of us.Can recall similar experiences.
我们每个人可能都有类似的经历。
And I can easily name a few others.
我可以很容易举出我的其他的例子。
And in those cases, I felt so stupid afterwards when I discovered that my wrong assumption led me to unnecessary weight and hassle.
我常常发现我一些错误的假定，给我带来很多麻烦，所以我觉得我有时候不太明智。
Fortunately, most of these erroneous assumptions were inconsequential in life.
很庆幸的是，很多这些错误的假定是无关紧要的。
But there are some assumption in life that we may have to pay dearly.
但是有时候，我们这些错误的假设会让我们付出很多代价。
The worst or the greatest erroneous assumption.Happened 2,000 years ago.
最糟糕的错误的假设发生在2000年前。
It occurred in the church of Corinth.
这发生在哥林多教会。
In spite of Paul's teaching that Christ resurrected from his grave.
尽管保罗教导他们说基督复活了。
Somehow, some of the Corinthians insisted that there is no such thing as the resurrection of the dead.
不知道怎么回事，那些哥林多教会的人，他们就想没有死人复活这回事。
If you can turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
如果我们把圣经翻到哥林多前书十五章。
If you don't have your Bible with you, you can open up the bulletin insert.And the verses 12 to 19 is in your bulletin insert.
如果你没有圣经，你可以翻开周报的夹页，上面有哥林多前书十五章十二到十九节。
And I type it according to the structure that Paul has.
我按照保罗的他的教导的结构，我们把它打印出来。
In these 8 verses, there are 7 ifs.
在这些经节当中有七个假如或者若。
The first if is found in verse 12, is where Paul pointed out some of the Corinthian erroneous thinking.
在第一个若是圣经第十二节，那保罗指出哥林多人他的一些错误的假设。
Paul said, but if it is preached that Christ has been risen, has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
保罗说，既若传基督从死里复活了，怎么在你们当中有人说死人没有死人复活的事呢？
Paul explained to the Corinthians,
保罗跟哥林多人解释说，
especially in verses 3 and 4, Paul said, for what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance.
在第三到第四节，保罗说，我当日所领受的传给你们，第一是基督照圣经说，
that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
照着圣经说，基督为我们罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经说，第三日复活了。
Three things that Paul insisted was of prime importance.
保罗当中点的提到三件事是非常重要的。
Number one, Christ died for our sins.
第一，基督为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried.
第二，他埋葬了。
And finally, that he was raised.On the third day, according to the Bible.
照圣经是说，第三天复活了，这是第三点。
As if that was not enough,
如果这还不够，
Paul explained that there are at least six occasions that the resurrected Christ appeared to his disciples.
他说有六种情况，基督的复活跟这个门徒有关。
And in one occasion, Christ appeared to 500 people.
在有个场合，基督向500多人显现。
And in fact, most of them were still alive during Paul's writing.
其实在保罗写这书信的时候，大多数人还活着。
In spite of Paul's clear teaching and many different testimonies,
尽管保罗这个传得很清楚，见证也很清楚。
Some Corinthians said that there is no resurrection of the dead.
有些哥林多人还是说没有死人复活。
Now, before we point our fingers at the Corinthians,
在我们指帮我们的手指指向哥林多人之前，
let us ask ourselves honestly.
我们诚实地问我们自己，
Do I believe in the resurrection of the dead?
我相信有死人复活的事吗？
Do I really believe that someday after I died, I will rise again and come before God?
我相信将来有一天我死了还会复活，会来到神面前吗？
Paul went on with six other ifs to tell the consequences of this erroneous assumption.
保罗继续说了六个若。
The six ifs can be grouped into three groups.
这六个若可以把它分成三组。
The first group of ifs can be found in verses 13, 15, and 16, or item number 2, 4, and 5 in your handout.
这第一组若可以在第十三节、第十五节，或者是第二、第四、第五点，在我们的夹页当中。
All these three verses are basically saying the same thing because Paul wants to iterate and reiterate the importance of this consequence.
因为保罗想强调这重要性，所以他反复地说了这三点。
Let's first look at verse 13.
我们先来看第十三节。
Paul said, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
保罗说若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
We go to verse 15, the second part.
我们看第十五节的第二部分。
The English is kind of backwards, but the English says, but he, meaning God, did not raise him, meaning Christ, if in fact the dead are not raised.
第十五节说，神没有叫基督复活，如果没有死人复活。
Finally, in verse 16, Paul said, "For if the dead are not raised, then Christ had not been raised either."
最后在第十六节，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
Now, it was honestly difficult for the Corinthians to believe that.
确实是对哥林多人来说是非常难相信这些。
It is perhaps even more difficult for the modern mind to believe that.
也许对我们现代人的脑子也更难相信。
About 6 months ago,
大概六个月前，
there was an article in the Time magazine.
在时代杂志有一篇文章。
They invited two very prominent scientists to debate the topic of science and God.
他们邀请了两位著名的科学家来讨论科学与上帝这个话题。
On the one side was Professor Richard Dawkins of Oxford University in England.
在讨论的一边是牛津大学的Richard Dawkins 教授。
He recently wrote a book titled The God Delusion.
他最近写了一本书叫《有神的幻想》。
And he firmly believed that there is no God, and the science can prove that.
他坚定地相信没有神，科学可以证明这样。
On the other side was Dr. Francis Collin.
讨论的另外一个方面是Francis Collin 先生。
He is the director of the Human Genome Project.
他是人类基因组研究的主任。
And he led a group of 2,400 scientists to discover and map out 3 million biochemical letters of our genetic blueprint.
他领导一个团队是有2400位科学家组成的，他们要研究人类基因蓝图的30亿个生化单元。
And it was just very interesting and intriguing to read their dialogue.
就是非常有趣来读他们的谈话。
During one of the debate,
在他们的争论中
，the moderator from Time magazine asked a question to Dr. Collins.
时代杂志的编辑问他们说。
Dr. Collins, the resurrection is an essential argument of the Christian faith, but doesn't it, along with the virgin birth and lesser miracles, fatally undermines the scientific method, which depends on constancy of natural laws?
他说 ，Collins 先生，复活是基督信仰的根基，但是童女生子和其他的神迹。是不是对这些科学的方法的致命打击？而这些科学的方法是完全依靠自然律。
Francis Collin gave a very simple reply.
孔林先生给他一个非常简单的答案。
If only you are willing to answer yes to God outside of nature.
如果你相信这自然界之外有一位神的话，
then there is nothing inconsistent with God on rare occasions choosing to invade the natural world.
你就会自然相信神在必要的时候他会介入这个自然界。
If God, who made the natural law, he could also violate these natural laws.
如果神创造了这自然律，神自然也可以超越这自然律。
So with that, the resurrection of Christ is not impossible.
那么你会说，基督复活是不可能的吗？
So we can say that the possibility or the question whether the resurrection of the dead is possible or not is reduced to the question of whether God exists.
如果我们说有没有死人复活这个问题，那归结到有没有神这个问题。
For the Christians among us, we believe in God, and we believe that the Bible is the Word of God.
对我们这些基督徒来说，我们相信神，我们相信 圣经是神的话语。
Paul tells us that as a logical consequence of our faith, Christ has risen indeed, and so will we after we die.
保罗告诉我们说，我们信仰得出的一个很合乎逻辑的一个结论，就是基督他复活了。我们在死后也要复活。
Paul continued to tell the Corinthians about his second logical conclusion.
保罗接着告诉我们这个错误的概念的第二个结论。
It can be found in verses 14 and 15, and then 17 and 18.
这些可以在14节到15节和17到18节我们可以找到。
In verse 14, Paul said, And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
在第14节说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
More than that, we are found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead.
并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的。因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。
Verse 17, Paul said, And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile.
在第17节说，基督若没有复活，我们信的便是徒然。
You are still in your sins.
你们仍在罪里。
And those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
If Paul were here this morning,
如果保罗今天早上在我们当中,
he may come up to the stage and say that, King Fai, if Christ has not been risen, then why are you preaching here?
保罗他会来到这个讲台告诉说景辉如果基督没有复活你为什么这边讲道呢?
Even though Kodak is not doing well these days,
即使柯达公司他景气不是太好,
And its stock value is going down like a shot rocket,
他的股票一直下跌,
But I think it's still better off for you to work in Kodak than spreading a lie here.
但我想你还是最好在柯达公司上班而不是在这边传一个谎言。
I think he may next turn over to talk to Jian Feng.
他也许会转过来对我说
Jian Feng, what are you doing here?
说建峰你在这干什么
You're doing good research in Harvard.
说你在 Harvard 做的还可以
Why do you waste your time Sunday morning to translate for a liar? Why don't you go back and do some more good research?
为什么在这浪费时间在这主日早晨在这边来翻译你应该回去做你的研究
Go home, go home.
回家吧。
And perhaps Paul would say to all of us,
也许他会对我们每个人说
Go home, all of us.
回家吧，你所有人都回家。
Maybe Bertha can come up and play the last music, and then we can all be dismissed.
也许我们可以再弹最后一首曲子，我们就可以回家了。
What is the point of us worshiping here if Christ has not been raised?
如果基督没有复活，我们在这干什么呢？
Some of us, perhaps, if hearing Paul saying, we might start getting up and go home.
也许有人听到保罗这么说，他就站起来就回家了。
But perhaps some bold people may talk back to Paul.
也许当中有人胆子比较大，就跟保罗说
，Shut up, Paul.
闭嘴，保罗，你闭嘴。
It doesn't matter if Christ has really been raised or not.
基督。复不复活根本没关系。
It doesn't matter whether I'll resurrect after I die.
我死后是不复活也没有关系。
I don't care about the future. I only live for today.
我不管这将来发生事情，我只为今天而活。
As long as what I believe give me spiritual and emotional support, what's wrong with that?
只要我活在这儿，我得到精神上的寄托和安慰，那就行了。
In fact, the argument seemed to be very sound.
这个论点好像是很有道理。
The pragmatist tells us that as long as something works, it is good, it is truth.
这个如果某个东西它工作的话，它是应该是正确的，它是对的。
I think Paul would stand tall and give his third and final conclusion from the erroneous assumption.
我想保罗他会站起来，他会对这个错误的假设带来的结果，他会做进一步解释。
This can be found in verse 19.
这在十九节我们可以看得到。
Paul said, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men."
他说，我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
In other words, Paul is saying that the Corinthians or the Christians are the most pitiful people if they only believe in this life and not the coming life.
保罗说，如果我们只在今生有指望，不超越这些，我们这些哥林多人或者我们现在的基督徒是非常可怜。
How so, you may ask?
为什么会这样呢？
Going back to our illustration in the very beginning,
让我们看最前面的一个图画。
We often act according to our assumptions.
我们常常根据我们的假设来行动。
It would be a pity for me to look for cheap parking spaces if the hotel parking is free for guests.
如果我知道这个旅馆的停车是免费的，那我们就如果去再去找另外的更便宜的停车地方，那就觉得非常可怜。
On the other hand, it would be a pity to me not to find a cheaper place if the hotel charged me $50 for parking.
如果这旅馆要收我50块钱的话，如果这时候要去再找那个更便宜的停车费、停车地点，那也是非常可怜。
So the optimal way to live depends on how we assume life is.
我们常常根据我们的假设，我们来行动。
Yesterday, the pastors of this church.And our spouses went to a one-day retreat.
昨天我们教会的教牧同工牧师们和他们的太太们去有个退休会。
And the retreat speaker talked about how we can improve our marriage relationship.
那个退休会的讲员告诉我们，我们怎么样可以改善我们婚姻的关系。
He mentioned a book titled by the title Sacred Marriage written by Gary Thomas.
他提到Gary Thomas 写了一本书叫神圣的婚姻。
And in that book Gary Thomas have one thesis.
在那个书里那个作者有一个说了一点。
He said marriage is not to make you happy but to make you holy.
他说婚姻不是让你快乐，而是让你圣洁。
Do you agree with that? Marriage is not to make you happy, but to make you holy.
你同意吗？婚姻是不是让我们快乐，而是让我们圣洁
？Again, the modern mind cannot accept that.
同样的，我们现代人可能不会接受。
I want to find my soulmate so that I can be completed. I can be fulfilled.
我会
我要找到一个配偶，好叫我自己的生命得到满足。
Thank you.
If Christ has not been risen, this sentence is totally nonsense.
如果基督没有复活，那这句话完全是废话。
Why bother with holiness unless holiness makes you happy?
那这个圣洁怎么样如果圣洁不能让你高兴，那怎么样你能高兴呢？
If there is no resurrection, I want happiness. I don't want holiness.
如果没有复活，我只要快乐，我不要圣洁。
Why stay with your husband or your wife when life is very miserable with him or her?
如果这个生活是非常痛苦，你为什么还要跟着你的太太和先生呢？
I would rather believe what Socrates one time said.
我记得苏格拉底曾经说过
He said by all means marry
说尽可能结婚
If you get a good wife you'll be happy
他说如果你有一个很好的太太你会很快乐
If you get a bad one you'll become a philosopher
说你的太太如果不好的话，你会成为一个哲学家。
And we all know Socrates is a famous philosopher.
我们都知道苏格拉底是一个著名的哲学家。
So he was saying that to sarcastically reflect his wife.
他所讲的可能是反映他的婚姻。
But Christ has risen indeed.
但诚然，基督复活了。
And one day we will rise with him.
啊，有一天我们会跟他一起复活。
With that correct understanding, holiness rather than happiness is the right strategy to pursue in this life.
我们在我们的生命中要追求的是圣洁，而不只是快乐。
Let me close this sermon with a story, a true story.
让我再讲一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
It was written by Lee Strobel in his book.The Case for Christ.
他一个 Lee Strobel 写了一本书，他是啊，基督他这个例案例。
It was a story about a person named Ron.
这书上讲到一个叫 Ron 的人。
Lee Strobel met Ron in a Chicago courthouse when Lee Strobel was working as a newspaper reporter.
当那时候 Lee 是一位报纸的作者那时候 Scrubber 碰到他那时候。
So this is what Lee Strobel said. When Ron was 8 years old,
Ron 在八岁的时候
he threw a hammer at someone's head and ended up in juvenile court.
他用锤子敲了另外一个人的头，他最后进了监狱。
Later he dropped out of school.
后来他辍学了。
Got mixed up with drugs.
他吸毒。
And was involved in gangs and became the second in command of a gang called the Blairs.
他后来涉及到一个黑帮，他成为了那黑帮的第二个头。
That was during the 60s and the 70s in Chicago.
那在六十七十年代，芝加哥。
When Ron was 21,
Ron 二十一岁的时候。
There was a rival gang in Chicago.
那时候有一个他们一个黑帮的对手。
And that gang member assaulted one of Ron's best friend.
那个黑帮伤害了 Ron 的一个朋友。
So Ron vowed revenge.
Ron 发誓要报仇。
He borrowed a gun and he went hunting for that person who assaulted his friend.
他借了一支枪，就去找那位伤他朋友的那位人。
Finally, Ron tracked the person down.
最后 Ron 找到他。
He chased after him.
他追着他。
Shooting at him as they were running.
他在跑的时候向他开枪。
Finally, one bullet hit that person's back near the liver.
最后那子弹打在他肝脏的附近。
That teenager collapsed, lying face down on the ground.
那位青少年最后倒下了。
Ron came up to him.
Ron 走到他跟前。
Flip him over.
把他翻过来。
The person was pleading for his life.
那个人求他饶命。
But Ron ignored his plea.
但 Ron 不顾及这些。
Put his gun at the boy's face ahead, and he pulled the trigger.
他把枪对着那个。男孩的脸开了枪。
Fortunately, all the bullets were gone.
很幸运，那子弹用光了。
And right at that moment, Ron heard police siren.
就在那时候，他听到警车来了。
He quickly ran away.
他很快逃走了。
And the police issued a warrant for his arrest.
那警察给他下了通缉令。
On a charge of attempted murder.
通缉他是有谋杀案。
With Ron's extensive criminal record, a conviction would probably mean 20 years in jail.
因为 Ron 他罪恶累累，所以他可能会在监狱待二十年。
Ron left Chicago and went to Canada.
Ron 他离开芝加哥来到加拿大。
And later on moved to Portland, Oregon.
最后到了Oregon Portland
He later found a job working as in a metal shop.
他最后在一个金工厂啊找了一份工作。
By divine coincidence, the metal shop was owned and operated by Christians.
很巧，这位工厂是的主人是一个基督徒。
Through their influence, Ron became a Christian.
因着他的影响 ，Ron 成为了基督徒。
He accepted Jesus as his Savior and the Lord of his life.
他接受耶稣基督成为他的救主和生命的主。
With this decision, his value and his characters changed.
因为他的这个决定，他的价值观和他的性格全都改变了。
He was married and had a little girl named Olivia.
他结婚了，他生了一个孩子，叫 Olivia.
Ron became the model employee of his company.
Ron 成为了他那个厂的模范雇员。
He was an active church participant.
他经常去教会。
And he was also a well-respected member of the community.
他是在那个社区非常受人尊重。
But something bothered him.
但有一件事使他很烦恼。
Even though he had been reconciled with God,
尽管他跟神和好了。
He realized that he hasn't reconciled with the society.
但是他还意识到他跟他的这个周围的环境还没有和好。
There was still a warrant for his arrest.
还有一个通缉令在追着他。
Now the police had stopped looking for him, and likely he would not be arrested.
也许的警察不再追他了，他可能不会再被捕。
However, he felt that the only honest thing to do would be to give himself up and to face jail term.
他觉得他要做了一个诚实的事情，是去自首。
So he went back to Chicago.
所以他回到芝加哥。
And then he was arraigned in court.
所以他在法庭被判了罪。
He looked the judge at his eyes.
他看着法官的眼。
I'm guilty.
我有罪。
I did it.
我做了。
I'm responsible.
我有责任。
If I need to go to prison, that's okay.
如果我需要去蹲监狱的话，那也行。
I have become a Christian, and the right thing for me to do is to admit what I have done and ask for forgiveness.
我已经成为了基督徒，承认我所做的和请求原谅是我应该做的事情。
Not only was Ron's life changed.
不仅是错误的生活被改变了。
This incident also triggered Lee Strobel to become a Christian.
这件事也让 Lee Strobel 成为了一个位基督徒。
This is the power of the resurrection of Christ.
这是基督复活的大能。
Christ has risen indeed.
基督复活了，诚然如此。
If this is truly what we believe,
如果这是我们真的相信的话，
we are to live our life pursuing holiness rather than happiness.
我们应当追求的是圣洁，而不只是快乐。
Christ has risen indeed.
基督复活了，诚然如此。
May God help us not only to say it with our mouth, but to live it out with our lives.
愿神帮助我们，不只是我们嘴里说，而我们是要活出来。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ.
天父，我们为耶稣基督感谢你。
Because he came and he died.
因为他来了而为我们死了。
He was buried and he was resurrected.
他被埋葬，他又复活了。
And because of His resurrection, we also shall resurrect.
因为他复活，我们也将复活。
And because of your resurrection, we have hope in this life.
因为你的复活，我们的生命有盼望。
Father, help us to live out what we believe.
天父啊，帮助我们活出我们所信的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，
阿门，
阿门。
我说一遍，基督已经复活，请大家回答诚然如此，好不好？
Say it again that the Lord has risen. I ask us to repeat the same.